Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The chief executive of the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH, is stepping down. Roald Helgeson is leaving SEARCH to become chief executive officer of the statewide Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. He says his last day is in December to ensure a smooth transition to a new CEO. In a letter to officials at SEARCH, Helgeson says he believes he can use his skills even better at the tribal group. Headquartered in Anchorage, it was formed in 1997 to manage statewide Native health care, including the Alaska Native Medical Center, the state's largest Native hospital. Helgeson started at SEARCH answering phones in 1993 and made his way to vice president of administration before leaving in 2004 to work in the lower 48. He returned in 2007 as president and CEO. SEARCH operates Mount Edgecombe Hospital in Sitka, as well as facilities in Juneau and 16 other communities throughout Southeast Alaska.
The amount of the 2011 permanent fund dividend for every eligible Alaskan, $1,174.
That's Governor Sean Parnell revealing the amount of this year's dividend in Anchorage yesterday morning, holding up a large white card with a printed amount as cameras clicked away. This year, $760.2 million is being paid out to over 647,000 Alaskans. 535,000 Alaskans will receive dividends by direct deposit October 6. Paper checks will go out the same day to about 93,000 Alaskans. Governor Parnell was asked how he was going to spend his dividend.
Got a daughter in college and one on the way to college, so we're going to be investing in education with ours. But I hope Alaskans enjoy this. They use it to pay for education, save for the future, get out of debt. It's a wonderful piece of Alaska's resource that Alaskans get to choose how their revenue would be spent from their resources.
Parnell says the Pick Click Give charitable deduction program set aside the most amount of money ever. Nearly $1.6 million are going to 400 nonprofits and charities statewide in only the third year of the program. And Coast Guardsmen keeping a watch on a barge adrift in the far northwest. A 180-foot barge has 140,000 gallons of aviation fuel and then 5,800 gallons of gasoline. The Crowley Marine Tug Cynic is trying to reconnect with the barge this morning about 20 miles north of Wales. Coast Guard Petty Officer Chris Gaudier says weather is reportedly rough with 45-knot winds and seas as high as 20 feet. Where the forecast for the capital city calls for heavy rain by this afternoon with winds to about 20 miles an hour at least for today.